This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
All right, so we've spoken about the cost of living and the taxes, and let's talk a little bit more about what's fun to do in Texas. Where have you traveled in Texas? And I think we've got some pictures of Jay and Rona's travels in Texas. And so maybe you can share with us some of the stories of where you've traveled in that area. Rona, what's your favorite place to visit in Texas?
Actually, everything in Texas is my favorite because it's always fun to you know, discover things that you never know that, oh, Texas has this, Texas has that. Thing fun here is there's a lot of water parks. So summertime is coming, so they're going to be open again. So it's really fun for the kids to go to those water parks. And it's always fun here also during Halloween, because, you know, you could go to, and there's a lot of farms here who does like pumpkin farms. We have a lot of country sites here in Texas, so you could always bring your kids there and, you know, enjoy the farm-like living, feed all these animals that you've never seen before or never seen in any other state in the U.S., so... Yeah, it's always fun. There's always a lot of things to do with kids, and even just you. Even though you don't have kids, you know, it's always fun.
So hard to pick a favorite, Rona. Yeah. You've got so many favorites. Jay, what is?
It is hard. I'm pretty sure Jay knows about that.
Jay, what is your favorite thing to do for fun in Texas?
As to me, I love to like eat barbecue, you know, Texas barbecue. So I love Austin. I've been to Austin for like quite many times, probably about four times. Austin is about 3 hours, 4 hours travel from here. So I love barbecue. There's lots of barbecue, you know, restaurants in Austin. So yeah, that's the best place for Texas barbecue, I would say.
So Jay's a foodie. Texas is known for barbecue and also for chili. Can you speak a little bit about chili? Do you like the chili? And is it different in different parts of Texas?
The jalapeno?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love to eat hot and spicy food. But jalapeno is everywhere here. And just for you to know, like, you know, to note, not every morning, but usually when I come from work, like I work nights, every weekends. So after work, I go to a Mexican store and then I do my groceries there. I found, you know, the food fresh in the grocery store in a Mexican, something like a wet market or something. Everything is fresh there, including their food. Like, it's really authentic Mexican food. So I love that place. So I can find lots of, jalapeno food in that specific Mexican restaurant and at the same time a store.
You're making me hungry, Jay. I want to come and taste that delicious food. Go ahead,
Rona. Everything here is big, Tanya. You know, everything here is big. So when you go to the restaurant, big plate with loads of foods. So, you're going to enjoy the foods here in Texas. And also, it's a crawfish season, so a lot of families, a lot of people goes to this crawfish store to eat crawfish because, you know, crawfish is known also here in Texas.
So lots to see and lots to do. What about finding ethnic foods? So, I'm from South Africa originally. I came here 23 years ago. And one of the first things that I did when I got here is look for other South African foods that we could buy here in the United States. Can you buy ethnic foods in Texas? I would imagine so. Rona?
Yeah. Yes, just like any other cities, you know, like just like any other state, there's also a lot of ethnics restaurant here in Texas, specifically in Houston. If you're looking for a South African food, there's a lot of South African restaurant here. There's also groceries. If you're looking for like a Mediterranean, there's also Mediterranean place here where you could go. If you're looking for, you know, a Chinese restaurants is always going to be in every state wherever you go, wherever every cities, there's always like a Chinatown. So yeah, if you're looking for like a Russian food as well, there's also Russian restaurants. So pretty much everything, Tanya. You just have to like search for it and, you know, Google it. And there's always, you know, grocery stores or ethnic restaurants here in Texas, not only in Houston, but everywhere, especially
so
the big
really,
cities.
Really fun place to eat. And the portion, as Rona says, everything is big in Texas. So the portions are big. So, oh my goodness, every time that I've been there eating the delicious barbecue or the chili or the seafood, you come home, you feel very satisfied. So a lot to see and do. Jay, where have you traveled that is close by or maybe not so close to Texas? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Not so close to Texas. You mean like out of state travel or something?
Out of state, yes. Where have you traveled out of state? You mentioned Louisiana. What was that like?
Louisiana is kind of more laid back than Texas. You can see a lot of swamps and, you know, those kinds of scenarios in Louisiana. And it's almost the same in Texas, though. But I went also to, came to travel also in Colorado. It's a lot different, you know, state than Texas. It's a lot colder in there. We went there that was before pandemic, 2019. And we also went to California in San Diego. That's a nice place. That's a very nice place. And I have lots of friends as well in San Diego. In LA, I've been to LA as well. And I've been planning to go to San Francisco, but not now. Not until my wife is coming over here, probably this, you know, this year. So I'll be traveling a lot this year. And what else? That's as far as I can remember.
So lots of fun places to see and go. You need to come and visit me in San Diego, Jay, when you come back to San Diego sometime. Rona, what are some of your favorite places that you've traveled outside of Texas?
So we've been to Louisiana just because we just want to see like how it is like in Louisiana, especially New Orleans. And then usually Louisiana is also one of our stopover area when we go to Florida. Actually, Florida is where all the Texas goes if you're looking for a really nice beach, you know, for summertime, because it has a very nice fine sand that looks like a sugar. So usually we go to Destin, Florida. So that's one of my favorite places outside Texas for that reason. And also, of course, California will always be in my heart because I came from California, specifically in San Francisco. So we always go there whenever we want to visit our you know, my relatives. So I already know my way around there as well. So I'm always the driver whenever we go there. Because, you know, we don't need a Google map to go here and there. And plus, Napa is there, you know, if you're up for a winery type of scenery. And the coast, the Pacific coast is just right there. If you want to, you're up for, you know, just to relax and enjoy the scenery of the ocean, the Pacific Ocean. And also the places that we went to as well is Las Vegas. But I'm not like a type of person that likes to gamble. So what we did, we stayed in Las Vegas. We rented a car, then we drove to Utah to see this national park in Utah, which is, you know, my kids really enjoyed it because it was really phenomenal. It was really phenomenal. The national parks there, like the Zion Park and the Bryce National Park. So it was one of my favorite places to go to, and the Grand Canyon as well.
Oh my goodness, so many places to see, so much to do. And I think the great thing about Texas, as we said, is that it's right in kind of the middle of the country. So it's really easy to travel to all these amazing places that Rona and Jay are telling us about. It's not that far, to travel, because Texas is right there in the middle. All right, let's talk about transportation. Jay, can you tell us a little bit about, does everybody have to have their own car in Texas? Is there public transportation? Is there Uber and Lyft where you live? Are there trams, buses? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's not like California or other cities in the U.S. wherein there's lots of Uber. For example, like, you know, New York or LA or San Francisco. Here in Texas, you can have Uber, but however, Uber is kind of expensive. It's a lot more expensive than LA, San Francisco, or New York. You have to have your own car. That's it. You have to have your own car. The first thing that I did is to get a license when I came here. Like, well, I came here 2016, so as a tourist. So I got a license by that time. So I just had to renew it when I came back here 2018 as an immigrant. So yeah, the thing is you have to have your license because you have to drive, you know, you have to have your own car. Lucky me that, you know, I have my sister that she has, an extra car. So, well, I was the driver by then. My sister don't like driving like freeways. I do driving freeways because she's kind of scared. So I'm still living with my sister and my family, with my parents. And yeah, you have to have your own transportation here. And for, you know, as an advice for those who are coming here in the US, so you have to get your, I guess you can get your international license and then get validated from the DPS. So you can use that one while waiting for your permanent, you know, license here. Here in Texas, so it's a necessity here. So you can see buses, but very rare, and the schedule is very limited. And taxis, I don't ever see taxis here in our place in Beaumont. I'm not sure about Houston, though. But yeah, there's no taxis here in our place, so you have to have your own car. So it's really a necessity. Driving is a necessity as much as you can. Like I said, you have to get your, you know, driving lessons back in the Philippines if you're, you know, if you came from the Philippines, and international license and get validated here.
Yeah, it's really helpful if you have driven before, because coming to the United States, there are many places in the United States where you just have to have a car. You know, there might be some buses, some public transportation. You know, maybe like in Houston, you might find more than in Beaumont, for example. Yeah. But driving and having your car is really a very big deal for anyone coming to Texas.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Rona, can we talk a little bit about schooling? What advice do you have for any parents bringing their kids to the United States? I know you've seen hundreds of nurses come to the United States as an onboarding specialist for Kinetics. Can you talk a little bit about the school system and what parents would need to know about how things work here in the United States?
I mean, choosing a school for your kids, you need to also consider the location of where you're going to live, because, you know, just like any other states, it depends on where your house is zoned at. But for us, since we got the support from our relatives, so they were able to tell us where is the safe place and where's the good school for our kids. So that's where we bought our house. There's also some websites where you could look at, which is thegreatschools.org, where you could, you know, search for the good schools that are zoned to your chosen place where you're going to secure your housing. So that's where you're going to go as well. And yeah, there's a lot of resources online. You just have to really like do your, you know, lots of research about it and search about the cities, you know, where is the safest, you know, safe place where, you know, to live, most likely in the north side of every city. That's where, you know, like north side of the city where the safe place at, where you could, you know, find your housing as well. And also you need to think about the school system here in the U.S. Of course, you know, like just like here in Texas, we start from August. That is the school year started. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of activities as well that schools provide to our kids. So that's also one thing that, you know, they need to look at as well, you know, extracurricular activities.
Yeah, so I think one thing that's really important for parents is to do your research, as Rona said. And Rona will put some of those websites into the chat for anyone who's interested with kids of how to understand how school zones work and what are some of the things that you need to look at in order to make the best decision for your kids. Moving on to housing. I know, Jay, you spoke a little bit about the cost of housing and how that might be different in different states. Can you talk a little bit about in Beaumont, Texas, how much a house might cost and also how much an apartment might cost to rent?
Yeah, apartment is a lot cheaper than the house. So an apartment, for instance, like a one-bedroom apartment, would cost about $1,000 or $1,200 because of inflation, I guess, for the past two to three years, it went up probably $1,000 to $1,200. So it increased about $200, I would say, an average. And for a house, if you're getting a house here, a cost, for example, like it's usually like 2 to 3 bedrooms. Most of the time it's 3 bedrooms. The cost of house is about $300,000. So that's a lot of, you know, money. So if you are planning to stay here as much as you can, you have to live in an apartment. You know, this is as per my advice. And it depends upon your, of course, upon your salary, though. We nurses have higher salaries, though, but it doesn't mean that you can buy this, you can buy that, you know, those kinds of things, right? Amazon. There's lots of them, but as much as you can, you have to like be financially strategic in terms of deciding what to buy or something. But as to me, I would prefer like staying in an apartment for a lower cost than a house, because if you're going to buy a two to three bedroom house for $300,000, most likely you're gonna pay for a month for a mortgage, pay, it's about $3,000 as well. So it's like $300,000. $3,000 a month. That includes the insurances and everything. So that's a lot different from a $3,000 and a $1,000, you know, apartment. So, but yeah. Well, if you are already like a stable with your job, and then I guess you can also, buy your own house.
I think that's great advice, Jay, is really to try and keep your expenses low, especially when you first arrive in the United States, because there's a lot of things to see and to buy, and people can get themselves into trouble where they want, you know, they see these beautiful homes or lots of nice shiny things to buy, and it can be very risky to get yourself into financial problems because you don't really realize how expensive it can be. Rona, I'm just curious, in Houston, how do the prices of houses and apartments to rent compare to Beaumont as an example?
Right now, Tanya, well, actually back then when I moved in 2013, the apartments will range from about 700 to 900, because when we used to live in an apartment, that's how much we were paying. But when we bought our house, it was only like less than $200,000. So until now, we were paying like less than $2,000 a month for our mortgage. But now the housing is getting higher because a lot of people coming from other states are moving here in Texas. So, but you could still find a house that would cost like around $300,000 and above. So that would still probably would range about $2,000 and up for monthly, including the insurance. So it's still, you know, it's still affordable.
Yeah. So, and that, as you said in the beginning, is one of the main reasons people like to come to Texas, because it is still affordable to buy a house or even just to rent an apartment, way more than many other states. Wawere has a question. I think this is the last question we were able to take today. Does one need to buy a new car, or can one start with a cheaper pre-owned car, then upgrade later and after one has settled down? Wawere, I would definitely suggest that you start with a cheaper car. Rona and Jay, I don't know if you agree with that, but my advice would be to go through, to spend the least that you can, as long as it's a safe and reliable car, until you actually have learned how to budget and kind of get into the rhythm financially of living and working in the United States. And I see both Jay and Rona are nodding their heads in agreement to that one. Okay, so to finish off, Rona, what would you say is your best advice to anyone who's coming to live and work in Texas?
My best advice is learn about the city, where once you decided that, okay, I'm going to move to that city, learn about it. Find out everything, the resources that that the city can offer you. If you have, if you're in your family, like what I said earlier, do your research about finding a house that is zoned to a good school. And if you do have a relatives, that's a plus, because they have, you get that support. They know what the city is like. They know what you know, where the good location for you to buy your house or rent an apartment. Consider all those, take all those advices. If you do have a friend that's telling you this and that, that, you know, take those advice and see what's the best option that you could go for. I mean, you know, it doesn't hurt to live in a new place. It's always a learning process to find out what this, the city or the place could offer you. You know, it's not always, there will be a good and bad experience, but at least you're learning about the city, about the place, you know. But after a few months, you'll get the hang of it. You'll get used to living in there. Is weather wise, the food wise, the people. Actually, here in Texas, all the people here are very friendly, so I don't have any problem with that. So, yeah, I mean, do your research.
Yeah, we would love it. That's great advice, Rona. Research. People don't realize how big the United States is, or how big even the state like Texas is. Things can be very different. So really do your research, ask questions. If you don't have family or friends there and you're a kinetics nurse or healthcare worker, speak to your onboarding specialist. We have so many resources, so many buddies that we can put you in touch with. They might not be your born family, but they can be your chosen family. Jay, final words from you. What do you wish someone had told you before you immigrated to the United States, and specifically to Texas?
I would say like the financial strategy about, you know, living here in the U.S. I guess it's not something about the Texas, you know. Actually, it's applicable to everywhere here in the U.S. So the financial aspect here is kind of strategic. So you have to learn a lot of things about the finance here in Texas. And I just realized it when I came here, just a little story though, but some random person approached me, and then he said, he's actually a doctor. After a 30-minute talk, I just found out that he's a doctor, you know, in our place. And he said, he's a Filipino. And he speaks, you know, our own language. And he said, like, where you came from in the Philippines? And then he said, like, oh yeah, I came from this, blah, blah. So 30 minutes after, later did I know that, you know, he was a doctor in our place. But well, he was talking about the financial strategy here in the U.S. And then he even said, like, I did not even, you know, focus on my medical expertise. Instead, I focused on the financial strategy about the U.S. And then I realized that that's really correct. So you really have to be equipped. Not really equipped, though. You don't need to be an expert, but at least you have to have an advice, you know, for your finance, especially if you're working, if you're a working individual here in the U.S. And then it doesn't mean that, you know, you're a nurse and then you're getting a higher salary. And then you can, like I said earlier, you can buy this and you can buy that. There's no, you know, you don't have to be luxurious, you know, to buy all those things. You have to save, you know, you have to save. And like I said, it's not really hard though, but it's at least an advantage for you to be literate in your finances here in the U.S.
Thank you, Jay. I love that you brought that up. I think that that is such valuable advice for anybody who's immigrating, whether it's to Texas or to any other state, is to educate yourself and become financially literate, to learn the system in the United States and how to best position yourself financially. Great advice, Jay, and thank you for sharing that very interesting story. Thank you to Rona. Thank you to Jay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work here in the USA. We offer direct hire, meaning you will be sponsored and hired directly by American healthcare facilities. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.